Springfield Business First brought to you by Town and Country Bank, where you shop for business loans. Got a hearing guide here this morning.
Yes, I am.
Dale Brann is here in the Heartland Hearing.
Absolutely.
Is your gig. He says, Brann, like the Brann Flakes. You got a bunch of... How long have you been in the hearing business?
In Central Illinois since 2012. I opened my first office here in Springfield.
Okay.
Worked for a different company, obviously.
What prior to 2012?
I was in corporate America.
Yeah.
The old horrible corporate America.
Did life sucking?
Yeah, it did. It just sucked the life out of you.
What were you doing?
I was in sales management a corporation. It was, you know, the worst thing about corporate America is the people below you are fighting to get your job.
Yeah.
The people above you are fighting for you to stay where you're at and not take their job. So it was stressful all the time.
So really. And we've already discussed off air a little bit. You're kind of a laid back kind of guy.
Way laid back.
And that just was not your thing.
It was not my thing. It's more of an integrity thing, a character thing with me in my life. That's how I was raised. It is a cutthroat world out there in some of these big corporations.
You said I got to go with my own. I'm gonna march to my own drummer. I'm gonna follow my dream.
Absolutely.
Is this your dream?
It is now. It's my passion right now.
Yeah.
It's something that I enjoy immensely. To see people's eyes light up who haven't heard. For a long, long time, and they thought that was it. It's a wonderful career. I love what I do.
All right, we'll talk about the hearing business here in just a second. You're from St. Charles?
I grew up in St. Charles, Missouri. I'm a Missouri born and raised. Lived here in Illinois for 31 years this year. Love it. This is where I call, these are my people. That's what I call. I tell my parents that.
These are my. That's a song.
It is.
These are my people.
It is.
This is where I come from.
It's it.
Okay. I'll tell you my hearing story. You talk about people lighting up because you've probably seen people who are hearing things they've never heard. All the decades I've been in the radio business with these speakers strapped to my head. Headphones back when, and I'm talking about headphones. Headphones when I got into the business were like 5-inch speakers, just big 5-inch, driver, regular, 8-ohm speakers.
I remember those.
Strapped to my head. And I was on a rock station, playing Led Zeppelin and, Blue Oyster Cult and Grand Funk and stuff like that. And it wasn't unusual to just sit there and just crank those things. And then, of course, I've been to more concerts than anyone you've ever known in your life.
I
mean,
I bet you have.
And yes, and I'm the guy that's always invariably is backstage with the act. Sometimes introducing them on stage, and then I'm in the front row, right in front of the column of speakers. And I realized, and tell me if I'm wrong, because this is your thing. I came to the conclusion years ago that my body was trying to defend itself from this onslaught of sound by giving me these earwax buildups. Is that what it is? Is that having anything to do with it?
A lot of that has to do with how God made you. Everybody's got different amount of wax that they build up. Wax is completely normal and healthy.
Right.
It only becomes a problem when it occludes sound from getting in.
Okay.
So
what I was getting at is my face lit up. I'll never forget. It would have been years ago. I went to a doctor, and I'm going, I'm having trouble hearing. And the guy looked at my ear and says, well, you've got a problem with the earwax.
Yes.
And this thing he pulled out of my ear was, this just disgusting glob.
Yep.
But it was like somebody had turned on the sound. I couldn't believe it. It was like outrageous.
You would not believe the things I've pulled out of people's ears.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. But, if we can fix it and help them why not?
That's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Things besides earwax?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, let's go. These are the stories that you tell your friends around the Thanksgiving table, people who know you.
Well, I don't know if we talk about it at Thanksgiving.
After dinner. Because people are eating.
Possibly.
People are, what are some of the things you pull out of ears? I hear about bugs crawling in people's ears.
I have had a bug. Most of the time, though, it is Lots of like filaments or dust particles, even little pebbles. How in the world did little pebbles get into someone's ear?
Wow.
I pulled out a piece of cloth one time. It stretched out to about 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
The guy had no clue it was even there. How in the world would it get in there? I pulled out enough stuff where you could actually fill a thimble, jam it full. Yeah. It's surprising he could hear anything, to be honest with you.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
And his face lit up.
His face lit up. It was amazing. It was amazing.
I know that I have some hearing problems. And I know because I'm the guy going, what? What? Say that again. You know, and things don't, you know, I'm asking my wife to repeat herself. Yeah. And that's probably the first sign that you've got an issue. I've got the 500-watt surround sound TV that I keep really cranked. Just watching regular television. The first time I took a hearing test, you could tell me how it's evolved, but the first time I took a hearing test, I think, and probably when you were a kid too, they would do, the school nurse would call you to the office. Remember, they do that almost every year.
Yes.
Right. They do that almost every year. They put on the headphones, and then they play you the tones, and you had to tell them which ear the tone was in, or when you heard the tone.
Correct. Correct.
Is that the way they still do tests?
They still do it. There's speech. There's bone conduction tests. There's a lot of variables that we take into account with someone with their hearing loss.
I remember even as a kid going, okay, waiting and waiting, and they're looking for me. She's waiting for me to react, and I don't react. And I said, well, have you started the test? Oh, yeah, I've started the test. Well, okay, and I wait. And, you know, and finally, and I realized even at that point that I may have had some hearing issues.
The average person starts having hearing loss, and they wait anywhere from 4 to 7 years before they do anything about it. Because if you think about it, the brain is an amazing organ. It will literally adjust and adapt to anything we throw at it. When you have a gradual hearing loss through the years, you generally don't even realize it's there. You just think everybody's mumbling. They're not talking as loud as they once were. It's not me.
Right.
But if I could give any advice to anybody, get an annual hearing test, just like a regular physical. Stay on top of it and wear hearing protection. Even when you're cutting the grass, using a weed eater, circular saw, chainsaw, shooting a gun, my goodness. There is so many things that we don't think about that's damaging those inner hair cells inside the cochlea.
Yeah.
Once they're damaged, it's permanent. You can't undo it. So keep what you have healthy. Protect it.
When I'm shooting a gun, I've always worn protection, but I've never mowed the lawn.
Well, the average lawnmower is about 106 decibels.
That's jet engine loud.
Well,
you know, right or close to it?
Not quite, but it's pretty doggone loud. OSHA standards, if you're at 85 decibels over an 8-hour period, that causes permanent damage. So as you go up in the decibel meter, the damage shortens the time. Time frame that can really do some permanent damage to you. So if you got some of these big yards out here, you see people on these riding lawnmowers that they're out for 2 hours cutting grass.
Yeah.
If they're at 106, 108 decibels on those lawnmowers, they're doing damage and they don't even realize it.
Or if they're cutting a couple acres. Right, and it's an all-day thing.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely. I've got so many people that do cut lawns for a living. Yeah. Who are now wearing hearing aids, and they really didn't even think about it or realize. Hearing protection, hearing conservation should be foremost. It kills me when I go up to a stoplight and I see one of these young people with their stereo blasting and the windows are actually vibrating.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're going to be seeing me someday. They don't realize what they're doing. Well, if you have one family member who's got hearing loss, the entire family has hearing loss. It is a major impact, and people don't realize it. The further you go with loss, the most it becomes so frustrating for children, spouses. It becomes a huge deal. Hearing loss is actually a disability. So the Americans with Disability Act, there's many laws for those with hearing loss. So protect it. It's my biggest thing. If leaving today, protect what you've got.
Most people that come in to see, and again, we're talking with Dale Brand with Heartland Hearing. Most of the people that come to see you are, obviously, they're complaining of hearing loss. When you get down to the brass tacks, You've mentioned, mowing. I imagine chainsaws. And people who spend a lot of time in live music events are probably musicians. Is there any kind of running theme or something that rises to the top as being the biggest cause?
We live in a loud society today. Even walking at the mall at Christmas time, how loud it is. Yeah. I would say with the iPhones today, with the smartphones, with the earbuds that people put in their
that
ears.
That was where I was going.
They play it at times way too loud. If you have parents who are seniors who are having a difficult time hearing, and really they watch TV a lot, that TV is up at such a level that other people in the room, you can't hardly have a discussion, but that is actually could injure children, grandchildren, anybody that's in the house that the TV's on for several hours and it's at such a high rate. Just got to be careful. There's a lot of areas working on engines, motorcycle riders, these big choppers they've got are the big exhaust systems that the louder the better. They're not wearing hearing protection. Bad news. Working on engines, working in a loud factory, even pounding with a hammer. We don't realize how loud these sounds are, and they're doing damage. If not now, you're certainly going to start noticing it down the road. I had a guy, a farmer, young man, is 38, 39 years old. He'd come home at the end of the day. The children would come home from school, and he couldn't hardly understand them. He was having a hard time. His wife was crying in my office. She said, I think he's losing his hearing. And I said, well, how do you hear in the morning? Fine. I asked her, how does he hear in the morning? Fine. What he's doing, he's not wearing protection, and he's getting his cochlea is getting tired. And when he's out there during the day working on these tractors or in the fields, his cochlea is just getting tired. It's much like going to a concert. You know how everything's muffled out? He was having that effect. So I told him to start wearing hearing protection. It solved the problem. So
he had better hearing in the morning, and then it would degenerate through the day.
It's auditory fatigue. So if you ever got up in the morning and just to flip on to watch the news or to catch the weather or see the scores of a ball game last night, and the TV is really loud, you got to turn it down. My goodness, I didn't realize it was so loud.
Yeah.
So when you go
that's how we're experiencing that. Oh, my God.
So when you go to bed at night or when you're watching TV at night, you've been around loud noises a lot during the day. That TV gradually goes up a little bit louder so you can hear it clearer. But when you go to bed at night, go to sleep, everything's resting. The cochlea now is rested. It wakes up fresh just like the rest of your body, and all the senses are alive. But the more noise you hear during the day, it's kind of like going to that concert.
Wow.
It takes more volume.
That's the phenomenon that we experience every time we get in the car.
Yep.
Right? And the radio is at this insane volume. And it's not on a music station.
That or even the old roll-down windows in the weather is getting ready to be spring, where you're going to roll down the windows because you like the fresh air. All that noise jamming by your ear, that's quite loud.
Again, this is Heartland Hearing in the house this morning. Let's talk about solutions. I see these at Walgreens.
Yeah.
The as seen on TV section.
Yeah.
At Walgreens.
Yeah.
And that goofy device for $19.99.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a goofy device.
Yeah.
It's it can amplify sounds, but it's amplifying all the sounds. Somebody who has hearing loss generally has specific frequencies that they're deficient in. We just need to amplify those specific frequencies. So real hearing aids are actually like mini computers. Mm-hmm. We tell them exactly what your loss is, and they're going to give you exactly what you need. Those amplifiers that you're getting very, very inexpensively, some of them are up to $600-$700 now.
Yeah.
I had a guy bought one online for $1,000. He could have got a good entry-level set of hearing aids for that price, way better than what he got. But those, anyway, they potentially can cause more damage. So there's a lot of – I've got some great information in my office on that. It is prudent for anybody, if they're going to get a set of amplifiers, to go to a hearing professional, get tested, and see – if those indeed will be sufficient for them. I'm not against them if someone's got a very mild loss across the board, but most people I see have a moderate to severe to profound loss, and those things are going to do way worse for their body and their brain. then anything else can be done.
The technology in hearing aids, is that what they still call them?
Yeah, hearing devices, aids. Hearing aids.
I didn't know if there was a new PC way to do it.
Nah, nah.
There was a new PC term.
If it works, well, you know.
Okay.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You've obviously seen the technology really come a long way just in the last few years.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. They got your phone now for those who are tech savvy or who have smartphones.
Yeah.
You can literally designate your hearing aids to help in certain sound environments. Muffle noises or reduce noises, change the microphone locations, change it in any specific environment.
Like with an app?
Yep. Yep.
So it's somehow my device would be like Bluetoothed?
Yes.
To my phone?
Yes.
And then I can adjust the nuance of my device?
Yes.
With an app?
Yes. You can even, if you have an Apple, an iPhone, most of the hearing aid manufacturers now, all your phone calls can go directly right through your hearing aids. So there's a lot of people out there who really, really have a difficult
time. So I don't need to wear that other device.
Nope.
It could literally...
Bluetooth right to your hearing
aids. Oh, man.
Yep. So you can take phone calls where you can actually understand now rather than have to put on a speakerphone. Some of the signals, you know, get kind of weak depending on where you're at, but... Grandparents who want to talk to their grandkids who can't ever hear them, now we can set it right through their phones.
Are most of these devices today rechargeable? I mean, or are you still replacing batteries?
They've got both. Probably about, I think I read the stats, 40 to 50% of all hearing aid sales now are for rechargeables. But those are for the kind that go behind the ear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe at this point Siemens might. Have custom, the ones, the ear molds, but mostly those have to be changed by hand, manually.
All right. Almost out of time. What does Wanda do?
Wanda is my office manager. She's my wife. She's my right arm.
Yeah.
She's in my office and handles most of my phone calls and paperwork.
So when you call Heartland Hearing, you're going to talk to Dave's wife.
You'll talk to Wanda or my daughter. Autumn is in my Decatur office.
Okay.
So one of the two you'll speak to, and they do a pretty darn good job.
Now, you're here Monday through Friday in Springfield, in Decatur, just a couple of days.
I'm in Springfield Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And I'm in Decatur on Tuesday and Thursday.
I see.
Friday kind of is my float day. I'm mostly in Springfield, but if I need to be in Decatur, I'll go there.
Okay.
And I do schedule some time for, I've got patients who literally can't leave their home, so I go see them when I can.
Okay. And I was at your website. What is your website, by the way?
It's heartlandhearingaids.com. www.heartlandhearingaids.com.
You were stressing, just call us. Call us and let's talk this through.
Yeah, give a free hearing test. I mean, you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'm full of information. No pressure. This is about the people sitting across the desk from me.
Beautiful. What a pleasure.
It was a pleasure to meet
you. Heard every word you said, but every word that you said was drilled into headphones that I have strapped to my. This is, you know, I got some Sony 7502s. These are like... you know,
just
I hear every
protect
word.
Your
I
hearing hear when you're not.
I know. Dale, what a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Dale Brand this morning on Heartland from Heartland Hearing on Springfield Business First. We'll come right back. 1027. Hold on.